down today's spotlight, which is focused on hunting the migrating birds in Italy.
Apocalypse Now. That gave me nightmares.
For the remainder of today's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to reminisce.
The atrocities and the fighting in the jungle, and I've never seen anything like that.
A military spokesman in the capital, Phnom Penh, said that in compound trucks.
With the helicopters flying in with Wagner. But,
Government troops were engaged in a house-to-house battle with North Vietnamese and Viet Cong.
They do say that once you start reminiscing about, quote, the good old days, unquote, you're a little older.
I've always had my chronic headaches, really, since I started menstruating. You know, I would have it 7 days and so heavy that would give me headaches.
The two districts in southern Italy are among the usual roosting stations where these birds, which have just come across the Mediterranean from North Africa, alight in a state of almost utter exhaustion.
You're just too tired. You know, and it hurts. It's a pain in your head. Now with my shoulders, I can still, you know, do something. But when it's in your head, it's just... it's almost impossible to do anything else.
So they're sitting targets for the gun-toting bird killers.
Have never been a stranger to headaches, really.
The signs were placed there reading, Oasis of Repose and Shooting Prohibited.
You cannot even find a position to lay at that is comfortable, so you keep changing position. I'll have ice packs on my head. You even throw up.
The whole business is so absurd and detestable that there's been a great flurry of protests against the practice, even from within Italy itself.
You'll have to sit up, hang over the toilet.
The student generation especially seems to show a more humane and intelligent approach to the whole matter than the older generation.
I'll have the curtains drawn because light can aggravate your eyes. I couldn't even focus my eyes to, like...
I don't know whether you can hear me with that wonderful noise in the background. Maybe it sounds like a horrible thing to you, but believe me, it's a wonderful noise. Because that means those tugs hooting and tooting mean that the Jason has been placed in position. They mean that the...
Look at a tablet.
They mean that this wonderful Operation 4 Phoenix has been successful and that Holland has thrown back the water from its land and that they have achieved something
absolutely fantastic. Radio Nederland, World Broadcasting System in Hilversum, Holland, with the relay broadcast via Bonaire, Netherlands, and Tibbings.
You can just lay there and thank me. I listen to the radio. You know, that's about all I can do. And having that radio just feels like I'm doing something.
I don't know whether you can hear me with that wonderful noise in the background. Maybe it sounds like a horrible thing to you, but believe me, it's a wonderful noise. Because that means those tugs hooting and tooting mean that the Jason has been placed in position. They mean that the dike has been repaired. They mean that this wonderful Operation 4 Phoenix has been successful and that Holland has thrown back the water from its land. And
my dad, he was at the dike the whole night.
They have achieved something absolutely fantastic.
Sandbags and... because if that dike had gone, the whole city would have gone underwater, even here. In the end, it was nearly breaking and they put a ship into the breach in the dike. And there is a little monument there now. That was one of the few things that he talked about.
Radio Nederland today is 25 years of age.
will be a ruthless slaughter of birds of passage returning to their summer haunts in Europe from winter quarters in Africa at about this time of the year.
On this day, back in 1947, Radio Nederland was born. Today's broadcast marks the occasion.
Hier Radio Oranje, de stem van strijdend Nederland. Op 1573 meter en in de 49, 31 en 25 meter band. Goedenavond, luisteraars in Nederland, in Oost en West, op zee, of waar ook ter wereld.
I guess you could call that one of the first sounds of Radio Nederland, the beginnings of Radio Nederland.
This summer, we caught the tail end of it, but in Belgium and Germany, the flooding and, the loss of life.
That concludes the news from our studios in Hilversum.
Usually that doesn't happen in summer.